والسلام والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. This evening, بإذن الله تعالى, this is our 36th session and final session from التوضيح والبيان لشجرة الإيمان, the clarification and elucidation of the tree of faith by Al-Imam Abd al-Rahman ibn Nasir al-Sa'di rahimahullah. What remains of the book, which I think we all know, is the concluding statements of the author, may Allah have mercy upon him. And rather than to rush through them last week, I thought it was better that we have a little bit of patience and take this opportunity this week to attach to his concluding statements a summary, a brief summary outline of some of the important matters that we discussed during these past 9 months. So tonight, بإذن الله تعالى, after we go through the questions from last week, I'm going to start with the outline or summary of the important points that are possible to summarize in just a few minutes, and then the concluding remarks of the author, بإذن الله تعالى. So let's first look at the question and study guide from last week, number 35. The first question being, complete the hadith, the meaning of which is the example of al-mu'min, the believer, who recites the Qur'an is like a citron, which the rest of the hadith. Now, نعم نعم يعني مثل المؤمن الذي يقرأ القرآن كمثل الأترجة طعمها طيب وريحها طيب. So يعني that's the first part of the hadith, the example or the likeness of the believer who reads the Quran, who recites the Quran, is like the example of the citron. Its taste is يعني what طيب. This tastes good, and its rih, its scent, its fragrance is also good. Yani it's sweet tasting and sweet smelling. And the second part that the author mentioned from this hadith, وَالَّذِي لَا يَقْرَى الْقُرْآنَ كَمَثِلِ التَّمْرَ, yani in the likeness of the one who, believer, who doesn't recite the Qur'an, is the example of the date. تَعْمُهَا طَيِّبْ وَلَا رِيحْ لها. يعني its taste is sweet, good, fine, but it doesn't have any scent, any fragrance. The second question is related to the hadith. Which of the two types of believers mentioned in this hadith or this part of the hadith is superior and why? Which of the two types of believers mentioned in this hadith is superior and why? Now, تفضل.
The one who recites the Quran is the superior movement is the one who recites the Quran because of what he learns and he is a benefit not just to himself but to others.
Now, the believer who recites the Quran, who learns the sciences of the deen, is better than the one who doesn't have this knowledge, and that's because he not only benefits himself but his benefit extends to others. And as the author said, يعني مباركٌ أينما كان, يعني is blessed wherever he may be, meaning that good, الخير, comes to the people wherever they meet him, wherever he is. When people come in contact with him, he benefits them. نعم. The third question, complete the hadith, المؤمن القوي خيرٌ, يعني the believer, the strong believer is better. Rest of the hadith. نعم فضل.
المؤمن قوي خير خير وأحب إلا الله
وأحب
إلا الله من المؤمن ضعيف في كل خير
وفي كل خير. نعم جزاك الله خير. يعني المؤمن القوي, the strong believer, is khayrun wa habbu ila Allah, is better and more beloved to Allah min al-mu'min al-da'if, than the weak believer. But in each of them there is khayr, because each of them has the quality of iman, the source of all good. The fourth question discussed the intended meaning of the description of al-mu'min, the believer, as being strong or weak. What is intended by al-mu'min al-qawi or al-mu'min al-da'if? Strong in what? Weak in what? Naam. Naam, fadhal.
Yeah, the strong believer being the one whose strength is in diligence upon striving.
Strength and diligence and striving, okay.
To benefit himself and the actions of the weak is not being diligent, striving, and staying away from the harmful things, or disobedience, or falling short in action.
Okay, so, I mean, the difference between them is that one is diligent and doing good, and doing good deeds, obedience to Allah, and the other one is weak in that. Specifically, I mean, there are a number of areas that could be outlined. The author mentions three things in particular. He said that al-mu'min al-qawi, he is qawi, yani what is intended here by qawi, and this is yani part of it. Other scholars have explained more detail than that. But he said, what is intended by qawi, meaning qawi fi amalihi. Naam, Abdul Wali?
Yeah, strength in action.
In his actions?
His faith,
and
he brings benefit to others.
And in the benefit of others. Yani qawi fi amalihi, yani his deeds and his worship. He's strong in that. As opposed to the weak believer who yani doesn't do as much worship or doesn't yani do it as well. Wa fi quwwati imanihi, the strength of his iman. Yani he's strong in yani the level of yani strength of his iman. Wa fi naf'ihi li ghayrihi, and also in his benefiting others. He's strong in that. Yani in benefiting others. Where's the weak believer? And he's weak in these things. Weak in his iman, weak in his a'mal, his ibadat, and weak in his efforts to benefit others. And it could be in other areas as well, as some of the scholars have explained. Question number 5. Complete the hadith, al-mu'min, the believer who mixes with the people and bears patiently their harms. Yani al-mu'min alladhi yukhalit al-nas wa yasbir ala adahum khayrun. Yani, the one who, the believer who mix with the people and bears patiently the harm that comes from them to him, yani he is better than the one who doesn't mix with the people and doesn't bear patiently their harm. So here, yani, the Prophet ﷺ is distinguishing between the believers. Some of them actually are hesitant or afraid, yani, to mix with the people, to enjoin the good and forbid the wrong and advise the people and teach the people and call them to Allah. And others go and mix with the people, even though mixing with the people, calling them to Allah, enjoining the good and forbidding the wrong may bring harm to them from the people, they bear patiently for the sake of yani this work of going to the people and trying to rectify and reform the society and the people around them. So the Prophet ﷺ said, this believer who mixes with the people and bears patiently the harms that may come from that is better than the one who doesn't do it. Better. But it doesn't mean the one who doesn't do it, there's no khayr, right? Because still, there's iman. So, question number 6. What does the author say is the mafhum? What is understood from all of these ahadith in terms of having or not having iman? And the author made a statement concerning what is understood from these 3 hadith. And what is the general understanding that comes from them? Now,
what is understood is that the one who is devoid of iman is no good.
The one that is devoid of iman, yani faqid al-iman, la khayra fihi. There's no good in the one who doesn't have iman at all. Because yani the source of good is iman. Without iman, there's no good. And as the author explained, because even the person yani, who doesn't have iman, even if they do some good things, yani in comparison to the evil that came from them, yani the good that they did will be neutralized. And what will remain is only the abundance of evil. And therefore, yani, there's no good at all. The last question is mentioned some of the 18 thamarat, fruits and fawaid, benefits of iman listed by the author. We're going to skip this answer tonight because we're going to cover that in our summary tonight, inshallah. So yani, that answer will come during the process of summarizing. And let me also mention that this question I study guide for this lecture tonight, next week, inshallah, we're not going to be going over this. So the answers, inshallah, will yani, kind of like try to highlight them as we're going through the summary. Okay, the mention of the the Arabic or English title of the book and the author's name, as well as the mention the source of the title or subject matter of this book. Where did it come from, the subject of this book or the title? Mention the three fusul or chapters which this book is divided into, three chapters, right? And mention at least one of the definitions of iman that was offered by the author. And he mentioned several definitions. And then the last two questions is summarize some of the 11 matters, or 12, yani the count might be a little bit different, from which iman is derived. The things that he mentioned from which iman is derived, or by which it is increased and strengthened. We're going to cover that. We're going to summarize those points. And also summarize some of the 18 thamarat, or 17 or 19, and fawaid of iman mentioned in this book. And we're going to also summarize them. So those, the question, the answers to those questions, inshallah, we're going to look at as we go through this summary, and then as we approach yani the final remarks of the author, rahimahullah. So I'm going to read directly from the book for most of the session tonight, trying to summarize some of the points that I felt, and there's so much benefit, and it's such an abundance of benefits that the author has mentioned in this book, it's kind of difficult, but and after I kept going through it over and over and over again, I decided that I'll just read a little bit of what he wrote. Yani, from the points where he begins, I'll just read a little bit of it, and then just quickly go through the things from which iman is derived, which is the core of the book, and the benefits of iman, the fruits of iman. And this is really the core of the book. What is iman? What is it derived from? How is it strengthened? How is it increased? And what are its fruits? That's the core of the book. So inshallah, we're going to try to look at a little bit of that in the time that we have in front of us. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. May Allah help us, yani make it easy for us to select some of what he said that is will be of benefit as a reminder to every one of us, inshallah. The author begins in his introduction to the book, yani with the words, Alhamdulillah alladhi gharasa shajarat al-iman fi kulub ibadihi al-akhyar wa saqaha wa ghadaha bil-ulum al-nafi wal-ma'arif al-sadiqa wal-lahaji bi-dhikrihi ana al-layl wal-nahar. To the end of what he said about the tree of faith. Yani that praise be to Allah, the one who has planted this tree of iman in the hearts of his chosen worshippers. And he has watered it and he has nourished it with beneficial knowledge and truthful knowledge, and with constant, yani the believer being constantly engaged in the mention of Allah day and night. And he has also made for this tree fruits and blessings that come forth all the time. And then he went on to say, yani ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu muhammadar rasulullah in detail. And then he talks about yani this book, what is it composed of? And briefly what he says, yani that this book is composed of mabahith al-iman. I think this is critical. That what is the real core of this book? Yani issues, researches, yani discussions related to iman. Allati hiya hammu mabahith ad-deen wa adam usul al-haq wal-yaqeen. Yani these discussions or researches related to iman, they are the most important matters of the deen. And they are the greatest of the fundamentals of truth and the greatest of the fundamentals of al-yaqeen. And these researches, these discussions, he said, will be derived from the Book of Allah and from the Sunnah of his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he discussed how the Sunnah yani agrees with the Quran, and it explains the Quran and expresses the Quran, yani that which is mujmal in it and that which is mutlaq in it. Any of the details and full explanations and clarifications of what came in the Quran. He described the Sunnah like that. And then he said, we will begin first with tafsirihi, yani with the explanation of what is iman. Muthanniyan bi dhikri usulihi wa muqawwimatihi. And then secondly, the mention of the fundamentals, the foundations, and those things which strengthen iman. Wa min ayyi shay'in yustamad. And from what iman is derived. What is it derived from? That's the second point. He said, muthallithan bi fawaidihi wa thamaratihi wa ma yatba'u hadhi al-usul. And thirdly, we're going to mention the benefits and the fruits of iman. And yani, what comes forth from that? Yani, what it produces, what it brings about. So these are the three sections of this book. Yani, the definition of iman, explanation of what is iman with its proofs and evidences from the Quran and from the Sunnah. Secondly, what are the things that strengthen and increase iman? What iman is derived from? And thirdly, what are the fruits and benefits of Iman, and what comes forth from them. After that, the author mentions in his introduction the ayah from the Quran, which is the basis of this book. It's the source of the subject matter of this book, and the source of the title is from this ayah in the Quran in Surah Ibrahim, 14th surah, 34th and 24th and 25th ayah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا كَلِمَةً طَيِّبَةً كَشَجْرَةٍ طَيِّبَةً. Yani, did you not look, did you not see, did you not consider how Allah has made the example, He has made this example, مَثَلًا كَلِمَةً طَيِّبَةً, the example of a good word, كَشَجْرَةٍ طَيِّبَةً, like a good tree. Yani, this is the basis of the title of this book, and the source, yani the material, the subject matter of this book is based upon this ayah in Surah Ibrahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes this tree as أَصْلُهَا ثَابِتٌ وَفَرُعَ فِي السَّمَاءِ, yani its foundation, its roots, is firmly established in the earth, شَجَرَةَ الْإِيمَانِ, yani firmly established in the hearts of the believers, وَفَرُعَ فِي السَّمَاءِ, and its branches are high in the sky, تُؤْتِي أُكُلَهَا كُلَّ حِينٍ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا, and it brings forth its fruits at every time, yani constantly, continuously, ongoing, unceasingly, by the permission of its Rabb. And then yani he closes this ayah by saying that Allah makes examples for the people that perhaps they may reflect, they may yani take heed, that they may yani look at this example and benefit from it as a means of guidance. Then he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the example of the word of Iman, kalimatul Iman, which is the best of all speech, like a tree, which is the best of all trees. And from the hadith we know, the sunnah, that the tree that is represented here is the date palm tree. Naam. He said, this tree, the best of all trees, is described with praiseworthy characteristics. أُصُولُهَا ثَابِتٌ مُسْتَقِرٌ, yani its fundamentals, its foundations, its roots are firmly established. نَمَاؤُهَا مُسْتَمِرٌ, and its growth is also continuous, ongoing. وَثَمَرَاتُهَا لَا تَزَالُ كُلَّ وَقْتٍ كُلُّهُ وَكُلَّ حِينٍ تُغِلُّ عَلَى أَهْلِهَا وَعَلَى غَيْرِهِمْ الْمَنَافِعِ الْمُتَنَوِّعَ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ النَّافِعَ, and that its fruits at all times are continuing to bring forth any benefit to the people of Iman and to other than them, all types of benefits and all types of beneficial fruits. Here, I want to like pause on this last statement that he makes in the introduction. Very, very important. Yani, I used to read it almost every week to remind myself of what he said here and how important this is. وَهَذِهِ الشَّجْرَةُ مُتَفَاوِتَةٌ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ تَفَاوِتًا عَظِيمًا, that this tree, it varies. Yani, it's different. It differs, yani, from the heart of one believer to another. A great difference. They are not equal. بِحَسَبِ تَفَاوَتْ هَذِهِ الْأَوْصَافِ الَّتِي وَصَفَهَا اللَّهُ بِهَا, yani that the difference, the difference between this tree and the heart of one believer and another is in accordance with the difference of the characteristics that Allah has described this tree with from one person to another. Yani, to whatever extent a person has become characterized with these descriptions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes this tree with, the more they are described with these descriptions, the greater yani will be the tree of faith, yani its presence in the heart of that believer. Yani, the difference between the tree and the heart, yani the kalimat al-iman, in the heart of one believer and another, is in accordance with the extent to which they take on these characteristics of iman. The knowledge of Iman, the actions of Iman, the character and morals of Iman. To whatever extent a person takes these on, yani a greater extent they will be described with this, yani a tree of Iman, kalimat al-Iman. Then he says, فَعَلَى الْعَبْدِ الْمُوَفَّقْ أَنْ يَسْعَى لِمَعْرِفَتِهَا وَمَعْرِفَتِ أَوْصَافِهَا وَأَسْبَابِهَا وَوُصُولِهَا وَفُرُوعِهَا. So it is incumbent upon the believer to whom Allah has given success. It is incumbent upon the believer to whom Allah has given success that they strive to know this tree. And it's to know the tree, to know about it. And to know its characteristics. and the causes of its growth and development and strengthening, and its fundamentals and its branches. It's incumbent upon the believer that Allah has given success to strive to know about this tree. وَيَجْتَهِدْ فِي تَحَقُّقْ بِهَا عِلْمًا وَعَمَلًا, and make every effort to realize, to actualize this tree in terms of knowledge and action. Knowing, having the knowledge about this tree, and acting upon that knowledge. فَإِنَّ نَصِيبَهُ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ وَالْفَلَاحِ وَالسَّعَادِ الْعَاجِلَ وَالْآجِلَ بِحَسَبِ نَصِيبِهِ مِنْ هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةِ. So, because the reason for this, why is it so important to know this tree and to know its descriptions and its causes and its fundamentals and its branches, and to strive to realize it, yani to have its knowledge and, and to act upon it, is because a person's portion of khair and success and happiness now and later in this world and the next, it is dependent upon yani the portion that they have of this tree. The greater portion a person has of this tree, the greater will be their portion of al-khayr and falah and sa'ada in this world and in the next. So I think he closes the introduction with this, and I think that this is a critical matter that we go back and read this book yani again and again and again, and try to yani become more acquainted with this tree and its characteristics, its fundamentals and its branches, its causes, what are the causes of its increase and strengthening, and also to know its fruits and benefits. So that will be an inspiration for us to try to actualize and to realize the tree of faith in ourselves. After this, the first chapter, Al-Fasl Al-Awwal, the first section of the book, the author entitles Fi Had Al-Iman Wa Tafsirihi, yani the definition of Iman and its explanation. And from what he said here, and I'm going to try to skip right down to the definitions, after he talks about the importance of knowing something, knowing yani the definition, knowing it, the boundaries of a thing, understanding it well, and knowing its opposite, he says, as far as the definition of Iman and its explanation, number one, and these are not numbered, but yani these are the ways he has explained it, the various ways he has explained it. The first way explanation he gave is that Iman is at-tasdiq al-jazm wal-i'tiraf at-tam bi-jami'i ma amara Allahu wa rasuluhu bil-imani bihi. وَالْإِنْقِيَادُ ظَاهِرٌ وَبَاطِنًا. Few words that cover what is Iman in full, if we really think about it. And alhamdulillah, we have been studying this yani, and looking at the different aspects and evidences and proofs concerning it. He said Iman is التصديق الجازم, yani absolute, yani affirmation, certain, yani affirmation, unquestionable affirmation. وَالْإِعْتِرَافَ التَّامِ, and complete and perfect acknowledgement of everything that Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam have ordered us to have iman in, yani to have a tasdiq, attestation, to confirm the truthfulness with certainty, without any doubt, and to acknowledge with complete acknowledgement everything that Allah and His Messenger has ordered us to have iman in. And then he said wal inqiyad zahirun wabatina, and then to comply with that, to comply with what it requires, yani outwardly and inwardly. Outwardly and inwardly. And perhaps yani the order of these words, al-inqiyad zahirun wa batinan, is also yani a point to consider. That he said compliance yani is outwardly and inwardly. Not just outwardly, but inwardly. It has to be in the heart. Compliance in the heart. Then he says, in explanation, as a second explanation of it, he says, therefore, based on this definition, فَهُوَ التَّصْدِيقُ الْقَلْبُ وَإِتِقَادُهُ الْمُتَضَمِّنُ لِأَعْمَالِ الْقُلُوبِ وَأَعْمَالِ الْبَدَنِ وَذَلِكَ شَامِلٌ لِلْقِيَامِ بِالدِّينِ كُلِّهِ. So, therefore, if Iman is this, yani, affirmation, attestation, with certainty and acknowledgement, complete acknowledgement of everything that Allah has mentioned, ordered us to believe in, and then to comply with it, inwardly and outwardly, he said, therefore, then Iman is تَصْدِيقُ الْقَلْبُ وَإِتِقَادُهُ. It is the affirmation of the heart and the conviction that's in the heart. Yani, it's the affirmation and conviction that's in the heart, al-mutadhamminu, which entails, which also includes within it, that which is in the heart, includes within it, yani the requirement of what? Amal al-kulub wa amal al-badan. The actions of the heart, as well as the actions of the body. And he said, this is inclusive of the fulfillment of all of the requirements of the deen. Yani, شَامِلٌ لِلْقِيَامِ بِالدِّينِ كُلِّهِ. So again, yani, what he is presenting here in this second aspect of the definition of iman, that it's i'tiqad and tasdeeq in the heart, and it's also actions of the heart and the limbs, inwardly and outwardly. It's not just conviction, but it also requires action. And then finally he says, وَلِهَذَا كَانَ الْأَئِمَّ وَالسَّلَفْ يَقُولُونَ. And for this reason, based on what he has mentioned here, he said, for this reason, the imams of the people of Sunnah and the Salaf, the early generation of the Muslims, they used to say, a third definition of iman, al-iman qawlul qalb wal-lisan, wa'amalul qalb wal-lisan wal-jawari. That iman is speech of the heart and the tongue. And it is actions of the heart and the tongue and the limbs. So it's speech and it's action. Speech of not only the tongue, but speech of the heart, and actions not only of the limbs, but actions of the heart and the tongue and the limbs of the body. And then finally he said, وَهُوَ قَوْلٌ وَعَمَلٌ وَاعْتِقَادٌ. يعني that iman is speech and action and conviction. يَزِيدُ بِالطَّاعَةِ وَيَنْقُصُ بِالْمَعَسِيَةِ. Yet it increases with obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it decreases with disobedience. And here this is an extra point that he mentions in this definition, that not only is iman speech and action, but it also increases. Iman increases and it decreases. It increases by obedience to Allah, and it decreases by disobedience to Allah. And when we covered this point, we went into a little bit more detail, especially with Shaykh al-Islam al-Taymiyyah mentions Hamawiyyah, and how Shaykh al-Uthaymeen, in his summary of Hamawiyyah, how he explained it. Yani that there are different aspects of the increase and decrease of iman, but most of the scholars said it increased with obedience to Allah and it decreases with disobedience to Allah. And finally he said, yani fahuwa, therefore huwa shamilu huwa yashmalu aqaid al-iman wa akhlaqahu wa amaluhu. Therefore iman is inclusive of aqaid al-iman, the convictions of iman, what is required a person to believe in, the convictions of iman, the tenets of iman, as well as the akhlaq of iman, the character, morals and manners, as well as the amal, yani the deeds, the acts of worship that a person does. All of this is part of iman. It's not just conviction, it's not just actions, yani it's not just worship, but also requires yani that we yani live in accordance with the akhlaq of iman. There's also akhlaq. It's not just ibadat, but there's also character, there's manners and morals that are required by yani that Allah requires for the believer to observe. After mentioning a lot of evidences from the Quran and from the Sunnah, the author spends a lot of time with proving beyond any doubt that this is the correct definition of iman, that it is yani not only conviction, but it's also speech and it's also actions, it's inward actions and outward actions. He went on to make a special subdivision from this definition of iman, which yani I'll just allude to, where he says that if it became clear from the book and from the sunnah, from all the evidences that he mentioned here, the meaning of iman, if it became clear, that it is ismun jami'un li shara'il al-islam wa usul al-iman wa haqaq al-ihsan wa tawabi'u dhalika min umur al-deen bal huwa ism lid-deen kullihi ulima annahu yazidu wa yanqus wa yaqwa wa yad'uf. Yani if it became clear from the evidences, the meaning of iman became clear from the evidences of the book and the sunnah, and that iman is a noun, is an expression that includes within it all of the legislations of Islam and the fundamentals of iman and the realities of ihsan. And these are the aspects of the deen, right? Islam and iman and ihsan. If it became clear that iman includes all of this and whatever follows that from the matters of deen, then we should know then that iman is a word that represents the whole of the deen, and therefore yani we should also know that it increases and it decreases and it's strengthened and it's weakened, yani by a person acting upon the various aspects of the deen, whether it is related to matters of aqidah or matters of akhlaq or matters of ibadah or adab, whatever it is, every aspect of the deen is either a cause yani of a person's increase of the iman and strengthen it if they're acting upon those things, or the opposite. So he mentioned some evidences, some ayahs from the Quran and some hadith. And then after that he goes to the second section. First section meaning what? The definition of iman. The second section... Oh, okay, I'm looking at this watch wrong. It's telling you how much time is remaining. I'm thinking that's the how much time we already elapsed. Allahu Akbar. Al-Fasl al-Thani. Yani the second chapter or section of this book, he says, "Fi dhikri al-umur allati yustamaddu minha al-iman." Yani the mention of those things from which iman is derived. Yani how do you achieve iman? And he goes on to say in this chapter, we'll see that he also mentions here not only the things from which iman is derived, but the things through which iman is strengthened and through which iman is increased, and the opposite as well. Yani mainly he's concentrating on what here? Yani what are the essential elements of iman? What are the things that establish iman, that strengthen iman, that increase iman? He says that this chapter is a tremendously beneficial chapter and of great need, rather of a necessity, that a person knows it and gives care to it. Ma'rifatan wa tisafan. Yani not only knowing it, but being characterized by it. Yani by the knowledge that is contained in this section, dealing with yani the matters from which iman is derived. And that is because iman huwa kamal al-abd wa bihi tartafi'u darajatuhu fi ad-dunya wal akhirah. Because the perfection of any human being is through iman. And a person will be raised in this world, degrees, ranks, in this world and the next life, based on iman. وَهُوَ السَّبَبُ وَالطَّرِيقُ لِكُلِّ خَيْرٍ عَاجِلٍ وَآجِلٍ. And it is also the cause or the means and the way for every good, now and later, in this world and the next. And iman will not be achieved. And iman will not be strengthened. It will not be completed and perfected. إِلَّا بِمَعْرِفَةِ مَا مِنْهُ يُسْتَمَدْ. Except that a person knows from what it is derived. What are its sources? What are its causes? And what are the roads or ways to iman? And then he mentions, yani, these things from which iman is derived generally and then specifically. Generally, it's important that he mentions here, yani, that in the general sense, iman is derived from التدبر لآيات الله المتلوة من الكتاب والسنة. Yani that iman is derived from reflection, contemplation over the ayat of Allah, which are recited in the book and in the sunnah. وَتَأَمُّلْ لِآيَاتِهِ الْقَوْنِيَةِ عَلَى اِخْتِلَافِ أَنْوَاعِهَا. And also reflecting in contemplation over what? The ayat in the creation, the universal signs in Allah's creation of all different types. And then he says, and this is the general, yani this is in general, the sources of iman and the things that strengthen iman, he said, reflecting on the ayat in the book and the sunnah, and reflecting on the ayat in the creation. And he said, وَالْحِرْصْ عَلَى مَعْرِفَةِ الْحَقِّ الَّذِي خُلِقَ لَهُ الْعَبْدُ. And being diligent and yani eager to know the truth for which the human being has been created. And that a person has to be diligent in this matter. Don't take it lightly. To know the truth for which we have been created. The purpose of our creation. وَالْعَمَلْ بِالْحَقِّ. And then to act upon it. And then he says, وَجِمِيَ الْأَسْبَابِ مَرْجِعُهَا إِلَى هَذَا الْعَصْلَ الْعَظِيمِ. And everything goes back to all the causes of iman, strengthening iman, yani increasing iman. All of it goes back to what? هذا العصر العظيم يعني معرفة الحق والعمل به. Everything goes back to what? Knowing the truth and acting upon it. Knowing the truth and acting upon it. And then he mentions, 17 or 18 affairs, which are, yani which he mentions as the tafsil, the detail concerning the things which strengthen iman. And he said there are many. And he said, minha, meaning what? From them. And there are many, and he's going to mention some of them. So he mentions here the first one, which he says is the greatest of them, is ma'rifat asma'illah al-husna al-warida fil kitabi wa sunnah wal-hirs ala fahm ma'aniha wa ta'abbud lillahi fiha. And this is a lot. The greatest of them is knowing the beautiful names of Allah, which have come to us in the book and the sunnah. This is a study, a lifetime study. Knowing the beautiful names of Allah that came in the book and the sunnah. وَالْحِرْصْ عَلَى فَهْمِ مَعَانِهَا. And being diligent and eager and making an effort, what? To understand the meanings of those names. To know their meanings. And then to worship Allah by them. This is the first. And then he mentions some evidences concerning that. The second one he says, and also from amongst those things which are sources of iman and strengthen iman and increase in iman, is تَدَبُّرُ الْقُرْآنَ عَلَى وَجْهِ الْعُمُومِ. Yani contemplating the Qur'an in a general sense. And he mentions further on in a more specific sense, looking at yani the meticulousness of the Qur'an, the accuracy, the truthfulness, and how there's no discrepancies in it, and so on. Yani reflecting upon the Qur'an. That's the second thing. That means then that it is incumbent upon a believer who wants to strengthen iman, and increase their iman, and to protect their iman, and to nourish their iman, that a person has to give themselves to the Qur'an. And if the Qur'an is not something that's read in Ramadan, we have to strive against our nafs, if it resists, reading the Qur'an every single day, reflecting on the Qur'an every single day. It's not enough just to be reading it, but rather we have to stop and ponder and contemplate and reflect on the meanings of the Qur'an and try to understand the Qur'an so that it can benefit us, so that it can increase our iman and strengthen us and bring us closer to Allah. The third thing he said, from the things that strengthen iman, ma'rifat al-ahadith al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ma tad'u ilayhi min ulum al-iman wa amalihi. And the third thing he said is knowing the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and that which it calls to, yani which the hadith of the Prophet called to, of knowledge of iman and the actions of iman. And he's studying the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so that one comes to know, yani get information, knowledge of iman, and the actions of iman that are contained in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Number four, he says, min turuq mujibat al-iman wa asbabihi. Yani from the ways that necessitate, that necessarily bring about iman, and the causes of iman, is ma'rifatu al-nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam wa ma'rifatu ma huwa alayhi min al-akhlaq al-aliyah wa al-awsaf al-kamila. Yani from the things that necessitate iman, and the causes or means to achieving iman, is knowing the Prophet ﷺ himself, knowing him. And in the previous point he said what? Knowing the hadith of the Prophet. Here he said knowing the Prophet ﷺ and knowing yani the lofty character and the perfect descriptions that yani he is described with. And knowing about the character of the Prophet ﷺ and the way that he has been described in terms of his qualities and characteristics. The fifth thing he said, from the causes of iman and the things that call to iman, yani that invite a person to iman, he said, التفكر في القوم في خلق السماوات والأرض وما فيهن من المخلوقات المتنوعة. Yani that from the things that strengthen iman is reflection upon the creation of the heavens and earth, and all of the various different types of creation, yani creatures that are in this creation, reflecting upon what Allah has created, the various types of creations. And he didn't number, yani this particular copy of the book doesn't number the next point, but it comes under number 5, and that is التفكر في كثرة النعم الله وآلائه العام والخاصة. Yani that also reflecting upon the many bounties and blessings of Allah, which are general for everything in the creation and which are specific to any individual. Reflecting on the bounties and blessings of Allah, that nothing in the creation is free from enjoying and benefiting those blessings, even for the blinking of an eye. He said this also calls to iman. Yani reflecting on the bounties and blessings of Allah in the creation that are general for everyone. Yani the air that we breathe, yani the rain that comes down, everybody benefits from these things. And then there are specific, special blessings that individuals are receiving. Yani that somebody has sight, and somebody has hearing, and another person doesn't. Somebody has wealth, somebody has health, and another person doesn't. Reflecting on the bounties of Allah, that He has given to the creation in general, and that He has given to each one of us. This is also a means of strengthening and increasing iman. Number 6, he says, from the things that call to iman, is al-ikthar min dhikri Allahi kulla waqtin wa min ad-du'a alladhi huwa mukhal ibadah. Also, and increasing the remembrance of Allah all the time, and also engaging in dua, which is the core or essence, the heart of worship. Yani al-dhikr, increasing in dhikr and increasing in dua. Number 7, he said, ma'rifatul mahasin ad-deen. And from the things that yani achieve, that bring about iman, is knowing the beautiful aspects of the deen of Islam. It's belief system, its character and manners and morals, and as well, yani, the actions that Islam, yani, represents. Knowing the beauty of Islam. Knowing the beauty of Islam. Number 8, he says, from the greatest of things that strengthen iman, He said, "Al-ijtihad fi al-tahakkuk fi maqam al-ihsan fi ibadatillah wal-ihsan ila khalqihi." And from the greatest thing to strengthen iman is that a person strives, ijtihad, they make effort to realize, to actualize the station of al-ihsan. And worshipping Allah as though you see Him, and even though you don't see Him, knowing that He sees you. And to the, and all of what is entailed in that meaning. And he's striving, making an effort, a conscious effort, to achieve the station of ihsan. Yani it's not just a theoretical concept. Yani there's such a thing as ihsan. But rather, the believer should be making an effort every day, all the time, day and night, to achieve the station of ihsan. And that doesn't just come yani because you desire it. Rather, a person has to work for such a thing. This is a source of increase in iman. That is, that a person strives to achieve ihsan in their worship of Allah, as well as in their dealings with the people, being kind and good to the people. Number 9, he said, and from the things that strengthen and increase iman, he mentions the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, to the end of where he says, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ. Yani Surah Al-Mu'minun, the first to the 10th ayat, which bring various descriptions of the believers. From amongst them is the presence of heart and mind when a person is praying. Another of them is as zakat, turning away from yani false and yani vain speech and actions, protecting oneself from evil yani sinful behavior, especially yani fornication and adultery. That a person guard the trust yani when they are entrusted with something, and the contracts, that they keep the contracts and agreements that they make. And finally he said, to guard and protect and preserve the salawat, yani the all of the obligations of the prayer, the times of the prayer, and whatever is required of it internally and externally. This all came under point number 9, that is, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. These are from the things, in this particular, these ayats of the first beginning of Surah Al-Mu'minun, which are from those things which strengthen and increase iman. Number 10, he said, from the things that call to iman and the causes of iman is a da'wah ila Allah wa ila deenihi wa tawasi bil haqq wa tawasi bis sabr wa da'wah ila aslu deen wa da'wah ila iltizam shara'irihi bil amr bil ma'ruf wa nahi anil munkar. And from the things that strengthen iman is da'wah, calling to Allah and calling to the deen of Allah and enjoining upon one another the truth and enjoining upon one another patience. And calling people to the foundation of the deen and calling people to adherence to the laws of Islam by enjoining the good and forbidding the wrong. The 11th thing that he said concerning the from the things that strengthen and increase iman, he said, from amongst the most important things that are the sources of iman and the things that strengthen iman is tawteen al-nafs ala muqawamat ma yunafi al-iman min shu'ab al-kufr wal-nifaq wal-fusuq wal-isyan. Yani that a person prepare their nafs, that they make preparation, that they train their nafs to resist everything that negates iman. Yani to protect the iman from that which harms it, destroys it, or negates it, opposes it. Whether it is yani from the aspects of disbelief or hypocrisy or major or minor sins. All of those things yani negate iman, oppose iman, destroy iman and harm iman. So a person has to prepare themselves to train their nafs to resist, to fight against, to struggle against everything that nullifies iman. That's what he mentioned concerning those, yani, the things which strengthen iman, the causes of iman. And then the next chapter, Al-Fasl Al-Thalith Fi Fawaid Al-Iman Wa Thamarati, and this is the chapter that we just finished. So it's fresh in our minds. He said, so many, are the benefits and the fruits now and later to the heart and to the body physically, and yani the comfort of a human being, the hayat al-tayyibah, the good life in the dunya and in the akhirah, the benefits and fruits of iman. So many are the benefits and fruits of iman. In fact, he said, in general, we can say that khayrat al-dunya wal-akhirah wa dafa'a ash-shurur kulliha. Yani everything that's good in this world and the next life, and the yani repulsing of everything that is evil is from the fruits of iman. Then he mentions the first of them, and this he says is the greatest of them, or min a'zam thimariha, from the greatest of them is that a person enjoys the special guardianship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives to those who strive and to achieve His pleasure. The second of them, he said, is that complete and perfect iman prohibits a person from entering the hellfire at all. And even a little iman prohibits, protects, prevents a person from al-khulud, from remaining in the hellfire eternity. Yani iman prevents a person, if they entered the fire, from remaining in it. And perfect and complete iman prevents a person from entering the hellfire at all. That was number three. I read it secondly, I skipped number two. From the fruits of iman, the second one he said, Al-fawz bi ridha Allah wa dar karamatihi, yani that a person will achieve the success of earning the pleasure of Allah and the home of honor that He has prepared for those who believe and do good deeds, that is Al-Jannah. Yani the second of them, he said, is being successful in achieving the pleasure of Allah and the reward that He has, the place of honor that He has for those who believe and do good deeds. The third of them is that iman, yani, complete and perfect iman prevents a person from entering the fire at all, al-dukhul. And even a little iman prevents a person from remaining in the fire, al-khulud. Number four, he said, is that أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُدَافِعْ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ جَمِيعَ الْمَكَارِهِ وَيُنَجِّيهِمْ مِنَ الشَّدَائِدِ. That from the benefits and fruits of iman is that Allah will defend those who believe from everything that they dislike, and He will save them from hardships and difficulties. And Allah will protect the person from that which they dislike, from the things that they hate, from the things that they fear. And He will also save a person who has fallen into some difficulty or hardship. Allah will rescue them from it. And here he mentioned the dua of Yunus, alayhi salam, that he said when he was in the belly of the whale, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimeen. And this is of the great, tremendous supplications that the Prophet ﷺ has given to us, a treasure. Yani if a person really believes, as the Prophet ﷺ said, that there is no person who is in hardship or difficulty and supplicate with these words of Yunus alayhi salam, except that Allah will rescue them. So if we are in trouble, then we need to be reciting this all the time, but with consciousness. Yani with reflection on what we are saying and the meaning of it. Yani the magnitude of these words. And believing that Allah responds to this. If a person is in difficulty, they should find comfort in these words. Naam. And I believe that if a person supplicates to Allah with any supplication, there will be no harm in adding these words to it. Yani the acknowledgement of La ilaha illa anta, subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimeen. And what this actually means, yani, is the meaning of it is tremendous, but the most important of it, I guess, is the acknowledgement of Tawheed and the perfection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and our own shortcoming. That indeed we have fallen short. Number five, he says, Iman al-Iman wal-Amal al-Salih al-Ladhi huwa fara'uhu yuthmir al-Hayat al-Tayyiba fi hadhi al-Dar wa fi al-Dar al-Qarar. Yani that Iman and righteous deeds, which are a branch of Iman, together, the fruit that they bring forth is the good life in this world and in the permanent life of the next world. Then he says, number six, it's numbered here in this book, number six, that all actions and all speech, إِنَّمَا تَصِحُّ وَتَقْمُلُ بِحَسَبِ مَا يَكُومُ بِقَلْبِ صَاحِبِهِ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ وَالْإِخْلَاصِ. That every deed and every action of a human, of the believer, it becomes valid. And it is completed and perfected in accordance with yani the level of iman and ikhlas that's in the heart of the person speaking, or in the heart of the person acting, doing that action. Yani it is dependent, yani its validity and its completion and perfection is depending upon the iman, dependent upon the iman that's in one's heart, dependent upon the ikhlas of the person who is speaking or acting. And he doesn't number here this one, but and we numbered it. I think in another edition that I have, it was mentioned as a separate fruit. He said that if there was nothing from the fruits of iman more than that, it is a source of consolation and comfort for the believer at the time of calamities and afflictions that every human being is subject to. If there was no more than that as a fruit of iman, that would be sufficient. That iman is your consolation at time of affliction and difficulty and hardships. Then he mentioned number eight, from the fruits of iman, and from the fruits of yani things that are necessitated by iman, like righteous actions. He said, is that which is mentioned in the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Maryam 1996, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدَّ, that those who believe and do good deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make, yani ar-Rahman will make for them, yani He will place love. And Allah will love them, He will place love in the hearts of the believers for them. And under this fruit, the Shaykh Imam As-Sa'di rahimahullah also mentioned, yani the achievement of al-imam fi al-deen, being an imam in the deen. And the praise, yani on the tongues of the people. And the praise on the tongues of the people, naam. And then he mentions number 9, يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمُ دَرَجَاتِ يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ, that Allah will raise up those from amongst you who believe. وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمُ, and those who have been given knowledge, دَرَجَاتِ, yani that Allah will raise the people's station in this world and in the next life based upon the fact that they have iman. And additionally, yani He will raise them based upon the fact that in addition to iman, they are the people, they are from the people of knowledge, due to their knowledge. Number 10, he says, from the fruits of iman is husul al-bishara bi karamatillah wal amnu at-tam min jami' al-wujuh, yani that a person would achieve the good tidings, the glad tidings of honor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and complete and perfect yani safety and security. And under this particular fruit, and he didn't number, but he mentions that a person will receive yani yu'tikum kiflaini min rahmatihi, they will reap two portions of the rahmah of Allah, yani a double reward. And he also mentioned the light, that they will have a light that will guide them in this world and in the next life. And then he said wakadhalika rattaba al-maghfira 'ala al-iman, yani the forgiveness of a person's sins is based upon, dependent upon iman. Number 11, he mentioned husul al-falah and al-huda, yani al-falah, which is the achievement of everything that a person desires, and being safe and being saved from everything that a person fears, and the guidance, which is the most honorable and noble of means to achieve that falah, that success. Yani from the fruits of iman is that a person would achieve success, yani that they will be saved from what they feared, yani from the hellfire. And they will achieve yani what everyone, yani every believer desires, that is al-Jannah. Number 12, from the fruits of iman is intifa bil mawa'idh wa tadhkir wal ayat, that the believers, because of their iman, they benefit from admonitions and exhortations and reminders and the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number 13, he says, al-iman yahmil sahibahu ala shukr fi halat al-sarra wa sabr fi halat al-darra wa kasbi al-khayr fi kulli awqatihi. Yani that iman is what encourages, what carries, what prompts the one who has iman to be thankful at the time when good comes to them, and to be patient at the time when harm comes to them, and also to earn khayr, yani to earn good at all times. And because in every situation, whether good comes to them or harm comes to them, they're acting in the right way, therefore they get good all the time. Number 14, from the fruits of iman is that iman cuts off ash-shuquq, yaqta'u ash-shuquq allati ta'aridu likathir min an-nas fatadurru bidinihim. Yani that iman eliminates, destroys, removes the doubts which most of the people are subject to, and which causes harm in their deen. Number 15, he said, iman is the malja' al-mu'mineen. Yani that iman is the sanctuary, the place that the iman, that the believer goes back to for guidance in every situation or circumstance, whether it is happiness or sadness, fear or safety, obedience or disobedience, or any other situation or circumstance that the believer finds himself in. Yani their recourse is to iman. Yani they go back to the iman to be directed and to be guided and to be strengthened, yani, and to be consoled. Number 16, he said, al-iman as-sahih yamna al-abd min al-wuquf al-mubiqat al-muhlika. Yani that the correct iman, authentic iman, the proper iman prohibits, prevents the person from falling into those major destructive sins. Number 17, he said, and this is the last number that he mentions here, and also from iman, is that which is confirmed in the Sahihain, in the two books of Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim, from the hadith of Abu Musa al-Ashari, and in the hadith of the example of the believer who recites the Quran being like the citron. That is, its taste is fine, and it has a good taste, and it has a good scent. And the likeness of the believer who doesn't recite the Quran is like the date. Yani, it has a good taste, but it doesn't have any scent. And then he mentioned the people divided into, yani, four groups of people. The first two are the believers, the one who recites the Quran and learns the knowledge of the deen, and the other one, yani, who also has good, but doesn't have, yani, doesn't recite the Quran, doesn't have knowledge of the deen, so their benefit is limited to themselves, and they don't benefit others. And that's what we covered, yani, in 9 months. The closing comments of the author are relatively brief, but some tremendous points. I numbered them as six, and they are not numbered here, but anyway, I'm going to number them as six just from the way the book is written, yani the way it's printed. I'm going to number it like six, and it seems as though the author intended it like that, because each one of these 6 points begin with the particle anna. فَتَبَيَّنَ مِمَّا تَقَدَّمَ. Let me look at this time. Time is up, just about. فَتَبَيَّنَ مِمَّا تَقَدَّمَ. It became clear from what has preceded. Yani from what we mentioned of the definitions of iman and the things from which iman is derived and the fruits and benefits of iman, it becomes clear from this lengthy discussion أن هذه الشجرة المباركة شجرة الإيمان أبرك الأشجار وأنفعها وأدوامها وأدوامها. يعني it became clear from what preceded that this blessed tree, the tree of faith, is the most blessed of trees. It has the most khair, and it is the most beneficial of trees, and it is the most consistent or permanent or perpetual of all trees. That's the first point. The second point, probably it could be second and third point, but they came together in one paragraph. So, and only one particle, anna, so I'm going to put them together like that, as though the author intended that. Wa anna. It also became clear from what preceded. Anna uruqaha wa usulaha wa qawa'idaha. That the roots of this tree of faith, the foundations, the base and fundamentals of this tree of faith, يعني are al-iman wa ulumuhu wa ma'arifuhu. يعني the roots, the foundations, the base of this tree is iman and the knowledge base of iman. يعني the sciences of iman. Iman and the knowledge. يعني the knowledge of what? First and foremost, primarily, يعني the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the asma' Allah al-husna wa sifatihi wa al-af'alihi. يعني this is the ulum of iman, knowing Allah, knowing His names and His characteristics and His qualities and His actions, and also knowledge of the fundamentals of iman, the arkan of iman. Yani this is the foundation, the fundamental base of the tree of faith. It's iman itself and the knowledge of iman, knowledge of Allah and knowledge of the fundamentals of iman. وَسَاقُهَا, he coupled this together without a separate particle, so I'm bringing them together. وَسَاقُهَا وأفنانها شرائع الإسلام وأعمال الصالحة وأخلاق الفاضلة المؤيدة والمقرونة بالإخلاص لله ومتابعة لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the trunk of this tree and the branches of this tree, he said, are what? The legislations of Islam, what Allah has legislated. And the righteous actions of iman are also what? From the trunk of the tree and the branches of the tree are things that Allah has legislated. And the righteous actions and the yani noble character, morals and manners. Notice that he mentions here, yani actions, deeds, worship and manners and morals, along with yani what Allah has legislated, as being part of the trunk of the tree. Yani this is part of the main part of the tree. The trunk of the tree and the branches of the tree. These things, the legislations of Islam and the righteous actions and the noble character and morals and manners, al-mu'ayyada وَالْمَقْرُونَ بِالْإِخْلَاصِ لِلَّهِ يعني being supported and being accompanied by sincerity for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and strict adherence to the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the trunk and the yani branches of the tree. وَأَنَّ ثِمَارَهَا Here he used the particle again, so we make that the next point. وَأَنَّ ثِمَارَهَا وَجَنَاهَا الدَّائِمْ الْمُسْتَمِرُ يعني and that the fruits of this tree of Iman يعني perhaps the meaning here also might be يعني if we want to distinguish these two words ثِمَار وَجَنَا يعني the fruits that are that يعني are in the tree as opposed to the fruits that are part of the tree but يعني they are easily accessible hanging from the tree يعني so the fruits of this tree that are unceasing, that are continuously being produced for the believer is as-samtu al-hasan. And as-samt here, I think the meaning of it is yani having a good manner, yani the way of the demeanor of a person, the way they act. Okay? In the translation, they translate it as as-samtu al-hasan, yani sad, silence, good silence, samt. But actually the word that came here is samt, with seeing. Allahu A'lam, it appears as though, yani the meaning is that from the fruits of Iman is that a person has a good demeanor, the way they carry themselves. Yani their way of doing things, their manner of dealing with things. This is from the fruits of Iman. Yani some people, the way they deal with things and the way they deal with others is just ugly. But from the fruits of Iman is that a person has a good demeanor. They carry themselves in a nice way, in a pleasant way. Yani they're respectful and kind and cordial with others. And the way they do things is good because of their Iman. وَالْحَجْيُ الصَّالِ Righteous guidance. وَالْخُلُقُ الْحَسَنِ And good character and manners and morals. وَاللَّهَجُ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَشُكْرِهِ وَالثَّنَاءَ عَلَيْهِ And here, yani he said from the fruits of Iman, is look at this person, the believer, look at yani what they're engaged in, constantly engaged in. Yani devoted, fervently engaged in the remembrance of Allah and gratitude to Allah and praise of Allah. And these are fundamentals of the character of the believer. Dhikrillah wa shukri wa thana'ari. That a Muslim is always engaged in praising Allah and thanking Allah and expressing gratitude to Allah and engaged in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he goes to the other side. وَالنَّفَعُ لِعِبَادِ بِحَسَبْ الْقُدْرَةِ And in addition to remembering Allah and praising Allah and being thankful to Allah, they also, and from the fruits of Iman, is that the believer benefits the worshippers of Allah according to their ability. حَسَبْ الْقُدْرَةِ According to their ability, everybody according to their ability, with whatever they have the ability to do. The believer from the fruits of Iman is that the believer helps the people to the best of their ability. نَفَوَ الْعِلْمُ وَالنُّسِ Yani benefiting them by knowledge or by good advice. وَنَفَوَ الْجَاهِ وَالْبَدَنِ And benefiting the people by one's position, one's Yani person has influence in the society. They have a position in the society. Maybe they don't have any money. Maybe they're not physically strong, but they have a position in the society, influence, a station in the society. They're able to help people through that. If not that, maybe one is young and strong and can help people physically. وَنَفَعَ الْمَالِ If not that, then helping people with their wealth. وَجَمِيعَ الطُّرُقِ and نَفَعَ And utilizing all of the various ways of benefiting the people. وَحَقِيقَةُ ذَلِكَ كُلِّهِ And the reality of all of this, he said, is summarized in two matters. الْقِيَامِ بِحُقُوقِ اللَّهِ وَحُقُوقِ خَلْقِهِ Then he's fulfilling the right, the reality of this whole affair is summarized in what? Fulfilling the rights of Allah and fulfilling the rights of the people, Allah's creatures. Then he says, وَأَنَّ هَذِهِ الشَّجْرَةِ The next point, the fourth point, وَأَنَّ هَذِهِ الشَّجْرَةِ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ مُتَفَاوِتَةٌ تَفَاوُتًا عَظِيمًا بِحَسَبِ مَا قَامَ بِهِمْ وَاتَّصَفُوا بِهِ مِنْ هَذِهِ الصِّفَاتِ Yani that this tree, also from what has preceded, it becomes clear to us. It is crystal clear that this tree, in the hearts of the believers, differs, varies. There is a tremendous disparity between this tree in the heart of one person and another, and in the hearts of the believers. And it differs greatly. Based on what? Based on the extent to which these characteristics of the tree of Iman are found in that person. To whatever extent that person, yani, has these characteristics, is described with these characteristics, is acting upon these characteristics, to that extent, yani, will, yani, one person will excel over another in terms of, yani, the magnitude and the greatness of the tree of Iman in that person's heart. Number five, وَأَنَّ مَنَازِلَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ تَابِعَةٌ لِهَذَا كُلِّهِ. And the fifth point, yani, that becomes clear from what has preceded, is that their stations, the stations of the believers in the next life, is dependent upon this, totally. Dependent upon what? Yani, the extent to which a person is characterized with these characteristics of Iman, with the actions of Iman, with the character and manners of Iman. To whatever extent a person is characterized with this, this will be the determining factor that will determine a person's station in the next life. Then he said, yani six, I think this is the last point, وَأَنَّ الْفَضْلَ فِي ذَلِكَ كُلِّهِ لِلَّهِ وَحْدَهُ وَالْمِنَّةَ كُلَّهَا يعني لِلَّهِ وَحْدَهُ. Yani that this, the favor and the blessing and the credit for all of this, yani, it belongs to Allah. Yani, it is a bounty, a blessing, a favor, a gift from Allah alone. Yani, all of this that the believer has achieved in this world as well as in the next life, it all goes back to the fadl of Allah, the minnah of Allah, Allah's favor, His bounty, His blessing, a gift that He gives to whomever He wills. And he mentioned concerning this, the ayat of the Quran in Surah Al-Hujurat, 49th Surah, 17th ayat, بَلِ اللَّهُ يَمُنُّ عَلَيْكُمْ أَنْ هَدَاكُمْ لِلْإِيمَانِ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Rather, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has favored you by guiding you to Iman, if indeed you are truthful. It is Allah who has favored you. Yani, whatever came to you of good, yani, it is the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I know that we're over time now, so we'll just close, yani, with the words that the Shaykh mentions at the end here. Huh? I know what it's... Okay, tell you. He closes by saying, and he said, yani, the people of Jannah, they will say, after they have entered the paradise and they have taken their places in paradise, they will say, acknowledging, confessing, admitting to the favor of their Rabb, the great favor of their Rabb upon them, they will say, وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي هَدَانَا لِهَذَا وَمَا كُنَّا لِنَحْتَدِيَ لَوْلَا أَنْ هَدَانَا اللَّهِ. Yani, they will say, the praise belongs to Allah. He is the one who has guided us to this. Yani, to our entry into paradise, to these high lofty stations in paradise. The hamd, the praise belongs to Allah, who has guided us to this. It's His guidance. And if it were not for the guidance of Allah, we would not have been guided. It's purely the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives whoever He wills. وَلَقَدْ جَاءَتْ رُسُلُ رَبِّنَا بِالْحَقِّ. And they will acknowledge that the messengers of our Rabb came with the truth, yani, through which we were guided, that enabled us to do the deeds that we did, that was the cause of earning the rahmah of Allah and the fadl of Allah and entry into paradise. And the ayat, and he closes by saying, وَنُودُ أَن تِلْكُمُ الْجَنَّةُ أُورِثْتُمُوهَا بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Yani, it will be called out to them, it will be announced to them, that this is the garden, this is your garden, which you have inherited, bima kuntum ta'malun, yani, due to what you have done. This ayah requires some explanation, but anyway, perhaps we'll come back to it. In brief, we can say that the Prophet ﷺ made us to know that the people of the hellfire will be shown their place in the hellfire, and this will be cause of grief for them. I mean, they will be shown their place that would have been their place in paradise, and this will be cause of grief for them. And the people of the paradise will be shown their place in the hellfire, and this will be a cause of gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when they see that they have, by the mercy of Allah and His favor, they have escaped from it. So the believers, they have inherited those places in Jannah that were assigned for the people who didn't do what they should have done and they lost it. This is one of the meanings of أُورِثْتُمُوهَا بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ, that you have inherited these places from the people who didn't get them due to what you have done And the scholars, yani Ibn Kathir rahimahullah says, bima kuntum ta'amalun, yani it doesn't mean be here, it doesn't mean be a thamaniyya, but rather it means be a sababiyya. Yani that be ma kuntum ta'amalun doesn't mean that you paid for, yani by your deeds you paid for this place in paradise, rather means that your doing those good deeds was a cause of you receiving the rahmah of Allah and the fadl of Allah, yani through which you entered the paradise. The Shaykh, he says here, and we close with this, فَجَمَعَ فِي هَذِهِ الْآيَاتِ بَيْنَ الْإِخْبَارِ بِإِعْتِرَافِهِمْ وَثَنَائِهِمْ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِنِعْمِهِ وَفَضْلِهِ حَيْثُ وَصَلُوا إِلَى هَذِهِ الْمَنَازِلَ الْعَالِيَةِ وَبَيْنَ ذِكْرِ السَّبَبِ الَّذِي أَوْصَلَهُمْ إِلَى ذَلِكَ بِمِنَّةِ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِمْ بِهِ وَهُوَ الْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ الَّذِي هُوَ الْإِيمَانُ وَأَعْمَالُهُ. He said, so in this ayat, there's gathered together two matters, yani we are informed of one, their acknowledgement and their praise of Allah for His favor and His mercy upon them. Yani they acknowledge that, yani it was the ni'mah of Allah and the fadl of Allah that they entered paradise. Yani it was through that they reached these high stations in paradise. And also here is the mention of the sabab, yani the cause or the means due to which they reach these high stations in Jannah. And this is also the cause, yani is also from the favor of Allah, yani and a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the righteous deeds which they did, which is iman and its actions. Yani in this ayat, there's the mention that they entered paradise by the favor of Allah, and they also mention the sabab, yani that is also from Allah, yani that Allah guided one to it, enabled one to do it, and then accepted it from them. All of that is the favor of Allah, and it was those deeds that Allah guided to, and that Allah accepted, yani from that person, that it was due to those deeds that a person earned the mercy of Allah through which they entered the paradise. Then the Shaykh closes by saying, نَسْأَلُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى أَيَمُنَّ عَلَيْنَا بِالْإِيمَانِ الصَّادِقِ. Yani we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the favor of truthful iman. وَأَلَّا يَقِلَنَا إِلَىٰ أَنفُسِنَا طَرْفَةَ عَيْنِ. And that He doesn't leave us dependent on ourselves even for the blinking of an eye. وَأَلَّا يَزِيغُ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَانَا. And that He does not cause our hearts to deviate after He has guided us. وَيَهَبَ لَنَا مِن لَدُنْهُ رَحْمَةً إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْوَهَّابُ. And that He grant us, yani a free gift, yani that Allah gives free to him whoever He wills from Himself, that is the rahmah. Indeed, He is the one who gives gifts freely. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَسَلَّمَ تَسْلِيمًا. And may the salat and salam be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions. And this, the author says, it was written by Al-Abd Al-Faqir Allah, yani it was written by the one who is in need of Allah, that is Abdurrahman ibn Nasir ibn Abdullah ibn Nasir Al-Sa'di, yani Abdurrahman ibn Nasir ibn Abdullah ibn Nasir Al-Sa'di, ghafrullah lahu wa liwalidahi wa li jami' al-mu'minina. And this book was completed on the 8th of Dhul-Hijjah in the year of 1374, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, yani 2 years before the death of the author, yani from the last of what he wrote, and from the best of what we have found. May Allah yani accept from him, and may Allah yani give us success in trying to act upon yani what we have been given here. Please go back to the tafsir of Ibn Kathir and read the explanation of this ayat from Surah Al-A'raf 743, how he has explained this, and also A'lam As-Sunnah Al-Manshura, questions number 137 and 136 and 137, also gives a beautiful explanation of this particular point that we close with. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.